The Hoop Heads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello and welcome to the Hoop Heads Podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here with my co-host Jason Sunkel. Tonight we are going to do a All-Star preview, both of All-Star Saturday night and the actual NBA All-Star game coming up on Sunday. So Jason, let's start out by talking about the first event on All-Star Saturday night, the Skills Challenge. Will you read through the participants in the Skills Challenge for us?
Yeah, sure. So we've got Jason Tatum, we've got Trae Young, we've got Luka Doncic, which, by the way, I'm still mad that he's not in the All-Star game.
Yeah, he should be in the All-Star game.
I was hoping that AD would step out and that Luka Doncic would get in after the injury last night, but I don't think that's happening. Mike Conley, Kyle Kuzma, De'Aaron Fox, Nikola Jokic, and Nikola Vucevic, the two Nikolas.
Nikola and Nikola.
Every time I hear their names, I think Ricola.
Yes, that's a good call. I agree. I'm with you on that one.
Anyway, so those are the guys competing in the Skills Challenge.
All right.
You want to go first? You want me to go first? Who I think is going to win this?
Let's pick our top three. Let's go in reverse.
Okay.
Let's go from three up to one.
Okay. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to
sure,
go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
My third place finisher is De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings.
All right. Well, I, after watching Trae Young play tonight, I put Trae Young as my number three.
All right. Well, I will say that in the past, big men have done particularly well in the Skills Challenge for whatever reason. So my second pick is going to be Nikola Vucevic.
Oh, no, because my second pick is Jokic.
Vucevic shoots threes better than Jokic, so that's why I'm putting Vucevic in there as my big man. He's my token
big man at second place. Can he pass the ball? He can pass.
Come on, he can throw the ball into a net as good as anybody.
Okay, well, I'm going with Jokic as my number two pick.
All right. Who's your number one?
Is there any doubt who my number one is?
Hallelujah, are you going to sing the song?
No, I'm not going to sing the song, but I'm going with Luka.
Come on, sing the song.
Hallelujah, I don't know. I don't know it that well.
So I'm going to go. The Kings took Bagley over Luka. Come on, man.
I'm going Luka Doncic as my number one pick.
Okay. Mike Conley to win the NBA Skills Challenge.
All right. It's an interesting pick. What made you go with Mike Conley?
I don't know. He's finally part of All-Star Weekend, so he's got a grudge to hold. You know, he's bearing a grudge against the NBA for never making the actual All-Star game, so he can at least go home with the trophy for the Skills Challenge.
Okay.
All right. I don't know about you, but I could care less about the Skills Challenge.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'll watch it primarily because that's the only time I'm going to get to watch Luka in the All-Star festivities. So I'm going to go with I'll watch it as long as my wife's okay with it. So that'll really depend on how things go tomorrow. So I'm hoping to watch it. I definitely will watch the slam dunk contest. I definitely will watch the 3-point contest. We'll see if 8 o'clock rolls around. I'll be able to watch the Skills Challenge.
All right. Which one are we going with next? Dunks or threes?
We're going to go chronological order. So the 3-point contest is next.
All right. Threes. All right. Read off the participants.
The 10 participants, I think this has to be the most ever. But anyways,
yeah, I don't remember there being 10 in the past. I really don't.
I think it's always been 8, but I could be wrong. You know,
yeah, it seems like 8. 10 seems like too many.
All right. Yeah. So we've got Devin Booker, Seth Curry, Steph Curry, Danny Green, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield, Dame Lillard, Chris Middleton, Kemba Walker, and Dirk Nowitzki.
All right. You want to go?
Can I predict who finishes in 10th place?
You're predicting Nowitzki?
Oh, God. He could barely move up and down the floor. He might not even finish all the shots.
Kemba Walker, though, I don't think Kemba Walker is going to be winning this contest.
Well, I wouldn't say he's going to win, but I'm willing to say that he's going to do better than Dirk Nowitzki.
All right, Dirk's not going to finish last. He will not finish last. I would be stunned. I would be stunned. All right, you got to go first on this one. Give me your third place finisher.
Okay. I'm going to go with friend of the pod son, Joe Harris.
Joe Harris in third. Interesting. All right. I like the pick. I'm going to go with, for my third place finisher, ooh, this is a tough one. I got to go with, Steph Curry finishing third.
Okay. Well, Steph is my second place three-point shooter.
All right, you guys, you and I are flip-flopping. Joe Harris coming in second.
Okay. My number one pick. I've been talked to into this person. I've been talked into picking this person for this competition. After reading some things, I'm going with him. I'm picking Buddy Hield.
Nice call. Buddy Hield it is, man. It's unanimous. Buddy Hield. All right.
So my other seventh grade coach that I coach with tonight, we were talking, and I said we were going to do a podcast, and he's like, you got to look up Buddy Hield stats. He's going to win tomorrow night. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But he's also an Oklahoma fan. That's a disclaimer there. So I guess, you know, with all that stuff, but he says Buddy Hield's the man. So I'm going with Buddy Hield.
Yeah. I think Buddy Hield is, you know, he's got the size. I think he shoots the ball, in such a way that he'll be able to get the shots off that he needs to. He's not going to run short, you know, come up to the last rack and have to fire off five shots in 4 seconds. And I think, you know, guys with size typically do well. I think the smaller guys, sometimes it's harder for them to be successful. So Buddy Hield it is. And I think Joe Harris will do well. I won't be surprised if Joe Harris wins.
And I'll be really happy if he does well, because he literally replaced Klay Thompson. He was the 11th man in this competition. So it would be pretty cool if he won it.
Saw a video of him working out on the racks trying to get ready. So hopefully, you know, hopefully he's ready to go.
Hopefully the fact that he wasn't mentally prepared kind of gives him a little bit of an edge, because he was the 11th guy. He doesn't have the pressure to do as great as everyone else that was automatically thrown in. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what gives him the edge. That beard, man. That gives him the
beard
edge.
That beard. Those plays he was making the other night against the Cavs in that fantastic double overtime game.
That was an exciting Cavs game. That was one of the best.
Yeah. It was the best, except for the Luka Doncic game.
Yeah, there you go. All right, dunk contest. Read them off.
Dunk contest. All right. So first of all, there's a disclaimer that we have to say is Mike and I didn't even know one of the guys competing in this competition.
our NBA expertise is under attack here, Jason.
I apologize if I do not pronounce your name correctly here. But the four people: Dennis Smith Jr., Miles Bridges, John Collins, and Hamidou Diallo, I think is how he pronounced his name.
I believe it's Denise Smith.
Oh,
sorry. Just kidding. All right. So we're going to name all four. As long as there's four guys, we're not going to, obviously, if we name the top three, then we know who our fourth guy is. So who do you have coming in fourth?
The guy, I don't know how to say his name because I've never heard of him. And you know, I might be surprised, and they might say he might be fantastic, but I have no idea who he is. So I'm going with him.
Okay. Because he's in and we've never heard of him, I got to believe he must be a pretty good dunker. So I'm not going to put him fourth. My fourth place finisher is John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks. Okay. Simply because he's a big man. Big men typically do not fare well in the dunk contest. Well, so
is Diallo a big man? Did you even look up
his... He's not as big as John Collins. He's got a brother, right? Shaq Diallo plays for some team. And Shaq Diallo is like a wing. So I'm assuming Hamidou is also a wing.
The fact that you knew that he has a brother in the league is impressive, because
so there you go.
All right.
Or he has someone with the last name.
All right. So my third pick is going to be John Collins. So he was my third pick.
All right. Very good. My second pick.
You. What about your third pick?
Well, my third pick is Diallo.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
Collins four, Diallo three. Two for me, Miles Bridges. Dennis Smith to win it.
I'm in the same boat. I have to say, you know, this group of four is not very inspiring to me.
Well, it's sad, because I was watching a video today, I don't know, on one of the social media channels of Vince Carter's dunk contest win 19 years ago, and just some of the crazy dunks that he was doing. I mean, it's what the dunk contest become. It's a shame. I mean, basically, all these people are just holding down the fort for Zion next year when he comes in. Hopefully Zion's going to participate in the dunk contest. So I
will say, I thought last year's dunk contest was well received, and I thought it was pretty good, you know, and I know maybe we're biased because we had Larry Nance and he did the whole Cavs throwback thing, but I thought the dunk contest last year was pretty good.
The best the best one in the past has been the Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine one has been the best
that
one.
Was
in the
a good
last,
one.
That's the best one in the last 10
what
years.
What about Blake
by far.
Jumping over a car?
No, I'm not a fan of that. The less props you have in the dunk contest, the better. I mean,
Dwight Howard with the Superman cape.
I'm not a fan of that either. I think the biggest thing is, and I guess there were some props in the Aaron Gordon one. He jumped over the mascot and whatever. But those two guys, Levine and Aaron Gordon, were both outstanding. But the dunk contest is just not the same when you think back to the Dominique versus Jordan dunk contest and when all the big names, you know, were taking part in it. You know, the fact that LeBron never in his entire career participated in one, you know, kind of takes some of the luster off the dunk contest. It's still a great event and it's still a lot of fun, but it's sad that none of the big stars go in it. So I hope Zion at least participates in one, because I'd love to see what he would come up with. I was watching his SportsCenter top 10 dunks today, and oh my gosh, they're just, it's ridiculous. I mean, that guy, again, I know I've been stumping for him all year, but he's unbelievable.
Yeah, so I have to believe that, I can't believe the NBA didn't think to put Vince Carter in this dunk contest tomorrow night. Like,
they had to talk about it. I mean, from a standpoint of, obviously he still can dunk, not to the same degree I'm sure he could in the year 2000, like the highlights I was watching where he put his elbow in the rim. But just the fact that it would be Vince Carter versus these guys, I think would give him an opportunity, and certainly he could come up with some stuff that's pretty good. And who knows, maybe these guys will surprise us and it'll probably be entertaining. It's just, it's not the same when it's not big names.
Listen, the only way that it will be entertaining is if Reggie Miller is not like being obnoxious, because I remember that was the one thing last year that he was just obnoxious. And I'm thinking to myself, Reggie Miller didn't even dunk in the NBA probably but 10 times. I don't know. He was just super obnoxious last year, I felt.
All right, well, who are the judges? That's the key, too. Is Doc in there?
I mean, they seem to always have Doc.
Doc's always in there.
And they'll probably put – I think last year Shaq was a judge.
Kenny Smith is usually out there on the floor, like, you know, talking it up. So, who knows? Anyway, Dennis Smith to win that.
Okay, I agree. We're simpatico in the three-point contest and the dunk contest. So, there you go.
All right, All-Star MVP.
All right.
You want to go first?
Are we listing our top three? Is that what we said we were going to
do? Yeah, let's go top three. Top three.
All right. So I'm operating under the assumption that Kyrie's playing, but he's going to play limited minutes because of his injury. Because I haven't heard that he's not playing. Have you heard that he's not playing or no?
I've not heard that he's not playing.
So I'm operating under the assumption that he's playing limited minutes, if any, that many at all. So I'm taking him out. Same thing with Anthony Davis. I'm taking him out because I don't think he's going to play a lot of minutes.
What about LeBron? Is LeBron going to play a lot or not?
I don't think LeBron's going to play that many minutes either.
I don't either.
I think all three of those guys I'm nixing from even the conversation. So in that case, and we already said before we started recording that Kemba Walker's out of the conversation. You know, normally they try to get the hometown guy to propel them to be the All-Star, but I just don't think any way that Kemba Walker is the All-Star MVP.
No, there's no way. There's no way that they can get Kemba enough shots and opportunities. He's not going to be the All-Star MVP unless the game reverts to what it was like 2 and 3 and 4 years ago, where there's absolutely nobody playing at all, and they just decide, hey, Kemba, go ahead, man, do your thing, which I can't imagine that's what's going to happen. So I can't see Kemba Walker coming away with the hometown MVP. But I agree. Kyrie, AD, all of – I got to believe are not going to play huge minutes. They might play at the end of the game, but they're not going to play enough minutes to win.
Yep. And Victor Oladipo is also not going to play any minutes.
Correct.
So, all right. So I'm going to go with my number three pick. I'm going to go with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
All right. See, here's my thing with Giannis, and I debate where I want to put him. And obviously, he's my regular season MVP. But the thing I worry about with Giannis in the All-Star game setting is, I mean, guys are just going to be jacking unbelievable amounts of threes. And so I don't know if that's what Giannis is going to want to do. I mean, maybe he will. Maybe he'll make a bunch of them.
He's going to have some great putback dunks, though.
Yeah, he's going to have a lot of dunks. I would agree. But I'm not sure that with the three that he's going to be the number one candidate simply because of the three-pointer. So I don't have Giannis at the top.
That's why I have him at three.
I understand. I completely understand. All right, so my number three is Damian Lillard. I think Lillard is a guy who has not kind of gotten his turn in the All-Star game. And you look at the fact of on that team, if you say that LeBron's not going to play very many minutes, Kyrie's not going to play very many minutes, and Anthony Davis is not going to play very many minutes, that basically leaves you with three guys legitimately who are candidates, I think, on that team because they're going to have the ball and be doing stuff. So it's Lillard, Durant, Harden. And so I went with a dark horse candidate there from that team. Give me Damian Lillard. Give me Damian Lillard at third.
All right. My number two. And the only reason I'm doing this is because he's a hometown guy. Steph Curry. I know he's from Akron, but he grew up in Charlotte. I'm going Steph Curry number two, primarily because I think he's going to show out.
All right. My number two. Giannis.
You just said he wasn't going to be in it. Wait a second.
I made the argument of why he's not the number one guy. I don't think he's the number one guy. He's not going to shoot enough threes. That's why he's not going to win it. But I think he has an opportunity. But I don't think he's going to get it done. So who's your number one?
Durant.
All right. Curry's my number one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for the same reasons why you just – what you just talked about, that Kemba Walker's not going to do enough to be the hometown winner, but Curry in essence is the, you know, whatever, host 1B in the city of Charlotte. Yeah. So I think Curry is, you know, he's having a phenomenal year.
And you know he's going to get a lot of minutes because they're playing in Charlotte. I mean, I do think that Kemba's going to play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, I agree.
He's going to play a lot of minutes, but he's going to be on the floor with Durant and he's going to be on the floor with Harden. And when LeBron's out there, he's going to be on the floor with LeBron. So, he's not on that team. I got confused. He's on
Kemba's,
the other team,
right? Kemba's on the other team. Yeah, he's on the other team.
But regardless, he's still not going to get a lot of shots with Steph. And I just, like you said, I don't think he's – I think you're right. Steph Curry is definitely the – you know, I was actually going to put Steph at one, but I thought you would mock me.
I think he's the right pick. I mean, I think Steph with the three-pointer – in the game, I just think he's going to have the opportunity to score a lot of points. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. You know, Giannis is obviously going to have the ball in his hands a lot. I think it's interesting that neither one of us put Harden in there, and obviously I'm known as for my dislike of James Harden. But it'll be interesting to see because, again, on that team with Kyrie and LeBron and AD out, you know, somebody's going to have to step up on that team, whether it's, and I think the most likely candidates are Lillard, Harden, or Durant, one of those three guys.
And that's kind of why I went with Durant, because yep. I just feel like this, you know, Harden's game, his 3-point shooting is aching and driving. I don't think he's going to drive to the lane much tomorrow night because it's not like he's trying to draw contact and go to the free throw line.
You mean people aren't going to be trying to follow him? You don't think?
No, I don't think. So. I don't think in an All-Star game there's going to be. I just don't think that part of the game is going to be as prevalent for him tomorrow night or Sunday night. So I think, you know, Durant's ability to get to the lane and dunk on top of his 3-point shooting is why I put him over Harden from that team.
Understood.
And that's why I went with Durant.
Yeah, I wanted to go with a dark horse candidate. That's why I went with Lillard. Plus, like I said, Lillard has. You know, been in multiple All-Star games, been first-team All-NBA, but to be honest with you, I can never remember a Damian Lillard moment in the All-Star game. So
Can you remember a Damian Lillard moment in, like...
A shot against the Rockets in the playoffs, like, 3 years ago. He made the game winner in Game 7 to beat the Rockets. That was, like, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe. He came off a screen with, like... I don't know, hit the shot at the buzzer.
Oh, yeah, I remember it now. I do remember it.
That's the shot. But that's the Damian Lillard.
That was the point, though. I was so wrapped up in the Cavs stuff. I mean, I just kind of – LeBron had just come – I'm pretty sure that was the year LeBron came back. So we was all wrapped up. I was all wrapped up in that. I wasn't watching much Western Conference basketball, to be honest with you.
That's the Damian Lillard moment, though. That's the one.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap it up by picking a winner. Team Giannis or Team LeBron, who you got?
I'm gonna go Team Giannis just pure. I think I originally would have picked Team LeBron, but I think with all the injuries on Team LeBron, and not that it really super matters, but I just think Team Giannis is gonna be better.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Team Giannis wins the game.
I think AD's healthy, LeBron's healthy, and they're playing their normal minutes, I think that team wins. But
all right, last question. What is the winning team score? How many do they have to get to win out? How many do you have to get win to get to win the game?
In the Rising Stars Challenge game tonight, it was like 150 to 130. And they didn't even play. They played halves, I think. I don't think they even played quarters. Or they played shortened quarters. So I'm going to go 175.
Nice, you stole my thunder. All right, I'll go 5 points more. I'll go 180.
Were you gonna say 175?
I was gonna say 175, but I'll go 180. I'll go 180.
What's going on tonight, Mike? We should really like go buy some lottery tickets or something. I don't know.
We didn't even do a pre-call going over our picks before, so we can't, you know, nobody can say we had a mind meld here to go together. So 180 points for Team Giannis to win the All-Star game against Team LeBron.
Sounds good. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see the defense in the game. I mean, I know there's not going to be much, but
I hope it mimics last year's game. I mean, last year's game, I thought, you know, there was a minimal amount of defense for the first 3.5 quarters. And then in the last 6 minutes, I thought guys played hard. Whereas in the previous 3, 4, 5 years, it seemed like every year there was a steeper and steeper drop off of effort and even trying to defend at all. And so that made those games, I mean, you know, you like to see athletic plays and have guys go up and down, but when you're going against nobody, when people are just standing there and letting you do whatever you want, throw balls off the backboard and all that kind of stuff, when there's no defense at all, that's not any fun. So I hope it mimics what happened last year, and if it does, then it should be an entertaining game. So I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully it'll be a good game.
Okay, so I have one more question. Out of your 180 points,
yes,
how many of those 180 points are from three-pointers?
Ooh, that's a good question. So let's see. What's the NBA record for most threes made in a game? Like 25? Is that the record?
Yeah, that's shattered. That's okay. Shattered.
What's the All-Star game record, I wonder? I have no idea. It's got to be higher than that. I'm thinking last year probably. All right, I'm going to say, do they make 35 threes? Does the winning team make 35 threes? That's 105 points out of 180. That seems high. I'm going to say 30.
I was gonna go 35. I was gonna go say one of the teams is gonna make 35 and takes like 70. They're just listen. I'm just thinking that most of the offense is gonna be run up the court and shoot a three.
Yeah, but there's a lot of dunks when there's nobody guarding anyone. There's a lot of dunks. I'm gonna say 30.
Okay, I'm gonna go 35. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, to everyone out there, we hope you enjoy the All-Star game, both All-Star Saturday night and the main event on Sunday, and we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, brought to you by Head Start Basketball.